Okay, good morning. We are starting Shin Ayin Dalet. Nistam v'Shabbos Petach Ochalon v'Makom She'erov Bo. Alright, so what's the basic case? We've got two chatzeros adjacent, one next to each other. There's a wall in between. So just remember, when we're talking about Eruvei Chatzeros, there's two things to keep in mind. We always have to make sure that at the end of the day, there's a Reshus Hayachid. You have four walls in order to be caring from one to another, or within. And the bread there has to be a way for the bread that's working to unify the two chatzeros, that you're able to walk or get to it or pass to it through a walkway or a chalon. Okay, so as long as you have that, you have the possibility of making an eruvei chatzeros to connect two chatzeros. So let's see. Aleph. Eruv derech chalon o petach shebineim. So you have two neighbors, you have or two adjacent chatzeros, and you want to go from one to another to connect, to make it. So you make an Erev, Erev Shabbos, if there's a window or a walkway in between, a doorway in between. V'nistam v'Shabbos. So you made a proper Erev. When Shabbos started, v'nishmashos, you made a proper Erev. But in the middle of Shabbos, something happened, and most or all of the window or doorway got clogged. And now, you can't get through anymore. So really, for the next Shabbos, of course it wouldn't be good, because you have no Erev, because you have no way to connect the two. What about for the Shabbos itself? You're allowed to use it. Once you had a proper Erev when Shabbos started, the Erev is going to work 100%, as long as you still have the four walls around the Chatzeros, so that you don't end up being where it's like open to a Carmelis or a Shasarabim. But since you still have four walls, but now you have an outer four walls, because the wall between the two chatzeros are, anyways. So bottom line, you can still use the air. You can still use the Erev. You can throw over the wall.
Or you still need some access.
No, you don't need any access. You can throw over the wall, or you can, or if you have a partial window, you can pass it through the window.
What if someone threw it down to the wall? What if there is no access?
But you don't need access. You can just throw over. Okay, we'll keep reading. We'll see.
Va'fil
im Erev l'shana. Now, even if you made an Erev for the whole year, in other words, you made it, which is normally how we make an Erev. You don't say it's only for this one Shabbos and then it's finished. You make an Erev, so you know it's going to work for you for forever, for the whole year. V'nistam ha-petach b'chol. And so during the week, it gets clogged. So you have no open, no chalon, no window, no doorway. So when Shabbos started, you had no working, no functioning Erev. Right? You had four walls, but you didn't have a passageway. So the Erev doesn't work. But it was created at a previous Shabbos. So it does have a certain koach. The Erev didn't disappear. V'niftach b'Shabbos. And now, the doorway or the window opened up on Shabbos. You can still use it. In the middle of Shabbos, even though, because the Erev essentially existed when Bein HaShemashos took place, from a previous Shabbos, but it just wasn't usable yet. So even though it opens up in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. V'afilu stama b'mezid. Even if when it got clogged, the person clogged it up on purpose. Chazar ha'erev l'hetero. When the Erev became usable again through the window opening up on Shabbos, it now on Shabbos itself in the middle, it's you can use it. Mishnah Berurah just points out, it's a machloket rishonim, if the mezid works or not. The Ramaz Mekel, and some poskim are Mekel, the Mishnah Berurah recommends to be machmer. Okay? Well, the Rambam is again not mikar din la halacha, but the Rambam is a little more machmer. He says, Ein mutar l'talta ala kol achat l'atzma, aval mizo l'zo, lo. So, in this case, where the Erev, the Chalon, got blocked off on Shabbos, you can't carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, but from one house within each Chatzer, you can carry. Even if the bread is on the other side of the wall. So, middle ground. But, okay, well, Amaisa, once you have an Erev on Shabbos, when it starts, you'll have to continue using it, even if the window gets clogged up, because you still have, it's a dinder abanan, and you still have your four walls. Okay. Beis. Haya kotel ben shtei chatzeros. Ve'irva kolachas la'atzma. So now, you have two chatzeros adjacent, and each chatzer had its own group of houses that they made their own separate eruv. So they can't carry it from one chatzer to another. But each one has its own. V'nifrat sakotel v'shabas. And now, the middle wall that connects the two chatzeros, it completely comes down, or it's open more than Shabbos. Mutarim l'taltel kol Shabbos kol echad v'chatzero afilu klei abayit. So when Shabbos started, you had a proper Erev, for each chatzer by itself. And now, even though it opened up, you're allowed to carry each chatzer within itself, even from their own houses, they can bring into each chatzer itself. Because again, at the end of the day, we're being makel that you can still use the Eruv, but there still is a Rishos HaYachid, right? All around the two chatzeros together, you still have a Rishos HaYachid. Aval, chatzer shenifratza b'Shabbos Rishos HaRabim, o l'karmelit, but if a wall, an outer wall that's not between two chatzeros, that's connected to a Carmelis or a Rishos HaYach, or to a Rishos HaRabim, then it's aser, because then now the chatzer, you don't have that chatzer, doesn't have four walls anymore. So we're makel to use the bread that existed when Shabbos started, but we're not makel to when there's no four walls. Okay, Gimel. Chatzer ktana shenifratza kodem Shabbos b'milua l'gedola. Ve'ein bapirza yoter me'aser amas. Okay, so the reason why, again, it's Kodem Shabbos and this halacha, the next halacha, is because if it happened on Shabbos itself, we just read, v'yevid, you can still use it if it comes down, you can still use it. So what's the din? You have a chatzar, classic case, chatzar ktana open to a chatzar gedola. So let me show you two quick pictures. We sent it out. The top two over here. Very important. It's very difficult to understand if you don't look at the picture. But basically you have in the Mishnah Berurah there's also a picture. Basically you have two chatzeros connected to each other. One of them is smaller than the other, and the smaller one is in between the bigger one. So now what matters, okay, very important distinction, if the wall of the ketana, there's two walls, if they jet out and stick into the chatzar hagadola, more than three tefachim long. So that what it does is it disconnects the side walls. Let's read it inside. Okay. So the first case is really the second case in the picture. Okay, this is going to be the first case, this is going to be the second case. Let's read. So now, the middle wall in between the two chatzeros came down completely. Wide open. And the opening is less than 10 amos. Ve'ein bapirtzei yoter me'aser amos. Gedola muteret lehotzi kelim sheshavtu ba lechatzera im irva la'atzma. So even kelim from inside the house, the one who's connected can bring it to his larger chatzer. Because his chatzer is still a proper chatzer. It still has four walls. Because if you look at it, it has the shape of four walls, just there's an opening in the middle. But it's like a doorway, but it still has four walls. It's not completely open. But the ketana, but to carry from asura lahotzi kelim sheshavtu b'bayit lachatzera, but to carry from its house to that chatzer is going to be asur. Why? Because there's no four walls. You only have three walls. Since the case is, you had part of the wall jet out into the gedola, and therefore that cuts out and ignores the side walls, because we learned you're allowed to make a lechi even on the outside. But here, because it has this wall that continues and protrudes into the gedola, like in the picture, so then it eliminates the side walls, and then the middle, the smaller ketana, the smaller chatzer, ends up having no fourth wall whatsoever. So therefore they can't carry. Ela im kein eruv yachad. Unless, of course, the two chatzeros made a proper eruv, and then they're just using the outer walls completely. So then for sure it's okay. V'hainu, when is it a problem? As we just explained, kishenichnasim kot liktana ligdola, when the walls continue into the gedola. And it has to at least continue, has to protrude inward at least three tefachim, so that it's considered like the machitz is there. We don't ignore them, that little protrusion. The im lochein, but if you wouldn't have this extra protrusion, you would just have a wall without anything sticking out, and just the outer walls, then the im lochein hayta ketana niteret. Then it would be mutter to carry into the ketana, because you end up with, you do have four walls. Niteret ayidei nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, because you're allowed to have the fourth wall where you have little protrusions either from the outside or from the inside, and so you're allowed to use the outside walls. Okay, hopefully that was clear. Dalet. Now this is the roof. You have two adjacent houses, so they each have their own flat roof next to each other, and you're using the roof as a chatzar, because the walls of the house, we say good asik, and they go up. So it's similar, but not the same. Why is it different? We'll see in a moment. Gag katan shenifratz kodim shavs v'milu al gag gadol. If you have one roof that in the same shape, the same idea, that reaches into a bigger roof, so then, asur lehalot alav kelim sheshavtu bebayit, you're not allowed to carry from inside the house onto the roof. V'gadol mutar. But the big one is allowed to, because the big one, I think we sent out a picture, but it's basically the exact same design, just it's using the roofs. But there's a little difference. We said, but with the chatzer, when you have the protrusions, then it's a problem. The katana can't carry from the house to the katana. But what about the gag? The gag doesn't have protrusions, and you still can't carry from the small house to the small roof. What's the difference? Because when you're using the halacha of good asik, you can't apply that you have nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. You can't use those outer walls because you don't see them. They're not there. They're not nikar. So you don't say good asik when it's not nikar. To allow it. So when you have this, anyways, I don't know how common this is, but that's the case. V'hu shiyem mechitzos habayis mikaros limisha omed al agag. Now, all these halachos, that's when the mechitzos are recognizable. We touched upon this in Shin Mem Hey or Vav, where you have on top of the roof, and the mechitzos go up, good asik. So that's when the roof ends at the walls. Or the Mishnah Berurah says you actually are allowed to, it's allowed to extend four tefachim beyond. And that's still called mechitzos nikaros. Okay? Aval im einan nikaros, but if it extends beyond, shagag bolet aleim, the roof extends beyond the walls and you can't see them looking down, or beyond four tefachim, so then have a karmelis. So then the whole roof has a din of a karmelis, elim kein patuach lo meabayit chalon arba al arba. Unless it's a doorway or a windowway of 4x4 that connects you, so then it wouldn't be a karmelis, it would be called a rishas hayachid. Right? Because it's like chori rishas hayachid, it's an extension from the house. So that's we learned from before. Okay. Fine. Shin, I think that's good enough. Shin ayin hey. My medvarim rishim b'chatzer sheinam osrim. Okay, what about things? So you want to know about, here, with a pesis and a chatzer. Let's read. Aleph. Mirpeset shehu derech la'aliyot ha'ptuchim la. So basically you have, normally the way we build apartments is you have the hallways and the stairwells and everything is indoors. So in those days they often made everything outdoors. So you had you had a chatzer down below, and then you had the building connecting to the chatzer, and they got through the chatzer through a ladder that had an open a walkway. Maybe some motels you see this sometimes, but anyways, basically you have an outer marpeset, an outer walkway where you connect. All the apartments up on top are connected, and they share this outer courtyard up on top, called a marpeset. So ve'omeret b'chatzer, ve'olim la besulam, and they go up to the ladder that's stationed in the chatzer, and that's how you get up. Uvenei ha'aliot yordu mimenu lechatzer ve'ovrim l'shesarabim. And the way that the people from the Merpeset get to the Rosh Hasarabim is they don't jump out their window, they walk down the ladder, which is in the Chatzer, and then they walk outside the Chatzer to the Rosh Hasarabim. So, Eina Mosrim al B'nei HaChatzer, Desu'um Tort Petach Alav, V'havei Kishtei Chatzeros, U'petach B'neihem, Shim Ratzu Me'arvin Yachar, V'im Ratzu Kol Achad Me'arev L'atzmo. So, we'll have to finish reading the whole thing to understand, but basically, they don't necessarily oser the chatzer. In other words, it means if the chatzer is being used by the batim down below and the batim up above, so normally the chatzer is considered for both of them, and therefore it would oser one onto another unless they all make them an eruv together. So it depends. If it's you just have a ladder that's connecting them, so it's considered only like a doorway. And therefore, there's an option. It depends. You could have where the upstairs people are Osir the Chatzer. It could be where it's not Osir the Chatzer. So first of all, you do have a choice. All of the people on the upstairs, since they have their own Mirpeset, their own little upstairs Chatzer, they can all make their own Eruv separately than all the people down below. And if they all make their own Eruv separately, then it's all everything's okay. Nobody's Oser one on the other. That's what he says at the end. Bilvar, you have the option. They can all make their own. The people on top can make their own Eruv, and the people on the bottom can make their own Eruv. And that's okay. Or all the people, all upstairs and downstairs, can make one big Eruv together and connect the Marpeset on top and the Chatzer on the bottom. But it's ubilvad she'arvu kol b'nei marpeset la'atzman kadei she'tehi regel hamuteret b'imkoma. Now, this is the only time the people in the marpeset upstairs don't oster on the people down below, unless they make an eruv together. And you're allowed to make a distinction and say the people in the marpeset is one chatzer, and the people on the chatzer are a different chatzer. That's only, again, this is the phrase in Chazal, regel hamuteret bimkoma. We're going to see this again. So that's whenever when you have one chatzer or a marpeset that has to walk through another chatzer, it could oser the other one because that's how they have to walk through. Because in a sense, they're also using it. So it depends. If the marpeset or the inner chatzer has its own kosher eruv that's workable, and they're all able to carry in their own eruv, then the halacha is, it doesn't oser the outer chatzer, or the chatzer that they go through. If you have two kosher chatzeros, two kosher eruv chatzeros, on the two different chatzeros, one doesn't oser the other one. But if the inner one never made an eruv, and they have to walk through the other one, since the inner one, or the upstairs one, doesn't have a kosher eruv, and they have to walk through the chatzer, then they oser the other people. We're going to see this again. Hopefully that was clear. Beis. Im lo eruv yachad. V'yesh b'chatzer. Okay, now we're taking a little break from the previous halacha, and we're going to get back to it later on. Here the case is, you had a marpeset up on top, and you have a chatzer down below. Right? The upstairs chatzer and the downstairs chatzer for purposes like that. Now, there is this, a platform, or an amud, some kind of a pillar, or some kind of a hill, something, whatever, and it's next to the marpeset, or it's in the chatzer somewhere, depends, we'll see the case. Who can use it? Can the people in the chatzer upstairs use it, or the people down below use it? Or can both of them use it, or both of them usher to use? So let's see. Im lo ervu yachad, right? We're assuming a case when the marpeset is separate than the chatzer. They have two separate eruvim for the upstairs tenants and the downstairs tenants or owners, and they do not make an eruv chatzeros. V'yesh b'chatzer tail or amud, and you have this pillar, a mound of dirt, shehu meshutaf ben shenehem, and it's in between both of them. So, it belongs to both of them, or they're both able to use it. So it depends. Im einam gvoyim asar atfachim, harei elu nechshavim ben hachatzer ben amarpeset, u shneim Asurim lahotzi sham kelim shebebatim. Okay. So, you know what that's referring to? The first 10 tefachim should belong to the chatzer. The top, if it's above 10 tefachim, as long as it's within the merpeset. So this case. No, the issue is who can use it. Okay, right now we're trying to figure out. It's all in a chatzer, so we're not worried about our dollar rishios. Now we want to know if two people share it. Do they need an eruv in order to use it? Or since two people share it commonly, then they're both aser to each other if they're both. So the general rule, let me just say over the first general rule, is whenever you have a situation where you have this middle ground that both people can use, let's say upstairs and downstairs, so if it's easy for one and hard for the other, then we say it belongs to the one who it's easy to use. So for the chatzer, the way it works is if it's 10 tefachim from the ground, it's considered easy to use for the people on the ground in the chatzer. If it's within 10 tefachim below this outdoor balcony, this marpeset, if it's within 10 tefachim, then we say it's easy for them to use. They can easily just reach down and use it. So then each one would oser to each other. If the wall would, let's say, be, we're going to get to that later on. So what's the case over here? It's both of them share them. Since it's
less than 10 tefachim high, and it's less
than 10 tefachim away from the merpeset. So they're both sharing it, exactly. So then they both have dibs on it, they both can use it, and they both oser onto each other if they didn't make an error. V'im ein gavoyim mekarkit achatzer asar tefachim v'toch asar la merpeset v'im v'toch arba'a tefachim la merpeset v'nei merpeset mutarim lefi shetashmisho benachat milivnei hechatzer. But if it's 10 tefachim above the ground from the chatzer, and it's within 10 tefachim to the merpeset, and within 4 tefachim away from the merpeset, because it has to be vertical height within 10 tefachim, and then also reachable horizontally within 4 tefachim, and that's called easy to use without having to like throw it across and hope it lands. Okay, so then in that case, it'd be more easy for the merpeset to use, and it belongs to them. And if it's more than 4 tefachim away horizontally, even though it's above 10. From the ground and within 10 of the merpeset, so then harei elu bichlal hechatzer v'merpeset. So then it goes back to, well, it's not easy for you. It's not easy for you, and since it really belongs to both of you, we say it's equal. And since it's equal, lefisha shneim efsha. Again, it doesn't have to be exactly equal, although there is a machlokas. Without getting into it, a post Mishnah Berurah mentions into it. It depends if it's double hard, single hard, whatever. But bottom line. At least according to one day, and an easy reading, is once it has to be easy for both of you, or if it's hard for both of you. And we're not machalik what level of difficulty. Lefish shneim efshar lishtamish behen ayidei zrika. Since both of them can use it by throwing, lefichach shneim asurim, in other words, they're equal, and both of them can use them, so both of them make it asur lahotzi shamakeim shatu batim machi arvu. So if it was something that was in the chatzer, you can put it there, or from there you can take it into the chatzer, but not into each other's houses. Okay, gimel. Hayta matseva arba tefachim lifnei merpeset, eina merpeset aseret al bnei chatzer sheri nechleka mehem. Interesting halacha. All right, little side note. Even though they didn't make an eruv, and the upstairs or inner courtyard should, and they didn't make an eruv, they should oser the outside one if the outside one made an eruv. Or the downstairs chatzer, but if they made some kind of a wall, at least a 4 tefachim wide, kind of like a monument of some sort, then you're doing that as a heker to show that the people upstairs in the marpeset are separate and they're not sharing the chatzer together. Silku atzma minachatzar is the expression. They removed themselves. So therefore, they don't asar onto them. Right? Normally we said if the marpeset doesn't have an eruv for upstairs, they asar on the chatzar below. But not if they make a heker to show that they're different. Okay, let's just finish. Dalit. Zizi mayotzi maktalim. Now, if you have these protrusions, koshu lamata me'asar tfachim hareze nakshav me'achatzar v'ni'achatzar mishtamshim bo. So if it's in the bottom, 4-10 tfachim, similar concept to how we learned by an amud, a pillar. So here you have these protrusions along the wall, and they could be used by the upstairs tenants, or people who live in the upstairs, or the people who live below downstairs. So if it's in the bottom, 10 tfachim, it belongs to the people of the chatzar. But if it's in within 10 tfachim of the floor of the upstairs, marpeset, so then they also use it. Let's say, for example, it would be the marpeset is height of 30 tfachim adugma. So the between 0 and 10, it belongs to the chatzer. Between 20 and 30, it belongs to the merpeset. Anywhere from 10 to 20, shneim asurim bo, ve'en mishtamshim ve'hem bekelim sheshaftu babatim ele'im kein ervu. And then, so then the middle ground, from 20 to 30, from 10 to 20, both would be aser, to use those shelves on the outside of the wall, unless they made an eruv. And we're talking about zizim that are at least 4x4 tfachim, because if it'd be less than 4x4, it'd be a makom patur and everybody could use it.